This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Emma Jane Purcell from the Fail Harder Podcast, and I'm standing in for Amy this week. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at the Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Head Stuff Plus on headstuffpodcast.com. Here you can get access to our all new exclusive bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of the Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. European Parliament vote to phase out animal experimentation. Earlier in September, the European Parliament voted in favour of a resolution to call on the European Commission to create an action plan to phase out animal experimentation. The resolution covers all animal use for research, testing and education. The resolution in favour of this action was led by the HIS Europe and other protection groups, including leading European scientists and companies. This decision is a huge step forward for animal welfare. Almost 10 million animals are used for experimentation in European laboratories every year. Although laws were previously implemented to protect animals, such as in biomedical research, there has been almost no change in the numbers of animals in use. This vote shows that science has evolved to the point where there are clear alternatives to animal testing, and the European Parliament recognises that phasing out such experimentation requires preferential funding of non-animal methods across all EU research and innovation initiatives. But the fight isn't over yet. To ensure the European Commission delivers on this action plan, the public needs to join the action. You can get involved by joining the hashtag Safety Without Suffering campaign now. CBeebies hires first presenter with Down's syndrome. BBC's children's TV channel has hired 20-year-old George Webster as a guest presenter for the CBeebies house. This makes Webster the first CBeebies presenter with Down's syndrome. Webster is an actor, dancer and ambassador for the disability charity Mencap. As a guest presenter on the show, he will begin hosting segments and links between programmes from the Salford's Media City UK. Webster previously appeared on BBC's Bite Size in an educational video discussing the misconceptions around Down syndrome. Posting on social media, he said, "I feel so proud and I'm feeling so excited to start." CBeebies has been recognised for its diverse content over the last number of years and doesn't shy away from topical issues such as discussing racism after the death of George Floyd in 2020. We wish Webster the best of luck in his new position. China to stop building new coal energy plants abroad. In a decision that will prove beneficial in the fight against climate change, China announced they will no longer build new coal-fired plants abroad. China has funded several coal projects in Indonesia and Vietnam, but has decided to cease the funding in an attempt to meet the Paris Climate Agreement target. President Xi Jinping revealed the decision in an address to the United National General Assembly. China will step up support for other developing countries in developing green and low-carbon energy and will not build new coal-fired power projects abroad, he said. Although he did not provide any further details, China did not fund any coal projects throughout the first half of 2021. The decision was met with global praise, although much more is needed to be done to further limit coal use in China. Half the coal burned in the world is used in China, and they continue to add new coal power plants within the country with a lifespan of 40 to 50 years. Let's hope such progress will continue in the battle against climate change. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Jennifer Colpass. Kulpas, originally from Colombia, moved to India after graduating from college and witnessed the incredible social inequalities within the community. "Something inside me said, 'You need to do something about it,'" she said. After returning to Colombia, she began to volunteer to help those living in poverty. In 2015, Kulpas co-founded Tierra Grata. The non-profit provides basic services to remote communities throughout Colombia. They offer access to clean water, solar-powered lights and electricity, along with eco-toilets and showers, supporting the motto, "We believe that the essential is for everyone." This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to Spice Bags. Spice Bags has just launched season 3 and brings fortnightly ventures into the world of flavours that have a home here in Ireland and beyond. The multicultural hosts consist of a Spanish food researcher, a Chinese-American writer, and an Irish writer and editor. They highlight the best foods, flavours, and traditions on show today.
Spice Bags is a podcast about food in Ireland from an international perspective. Hi, I'm May. I'm an American food writer, and I'm with my friends Blanca, a chef from Spain, and Dee, an Irish food editrix. And we are the Spice Bags, three sassy ladies with a lot to dish up. Join us for the chats.
When we're anxious and stressed, our bodies crave vitamin C to help repair and protect our cells. And blueberries are packed full of it. Small but mighty, blueberries are bursting with antioxidants and vitamin C, which have been shown to provide anxiety relief. One cup of blueberries contains 24% of our recommended daily allowance of vitamin C. One study examined the effects of oral vitamin C supplements on anxiety in a group of students. The study found that antioxidants may be useful for both the prevention and reduction of anxiety. The berries achieve this by regulating the cortisol levels in our body, otherwise known as the stress hormones. Instead, they boost serotonin levels, also known as the happy hormone, and regulate brain function, helping combat depression, anxiety, and stress. It sounds like it's about time we added a few extra blueberries into our diets. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcasts.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.